Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. It's such a joy to have you with us again today as we study together God's Word, knowing that He has something to say to us. And if we will, we can hear from Him personally and then add that to our lives so that we might be greater witnesses for Him, but also be pleasing in His eyes. So let's go to the Lord in prayer as we begin. Heavenly Father, once again, we are so glad that we have Your Word before us. We rely upon You, Lord, to teach us in Your Word about You, Your Son Jesus, and Your ways. And so teach us today by Your Holy Spirit, we pray. And also, Lord, empower us to live according to those ways that we learn. We'll give You thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Bondmaid and Free Woman. And it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 22. After reading and studying as many verses as we have thus far, we might think that Paul has convinced the church members in Galatia that following the false doctrine of the Judaizers was not a good idea. However, as though he needed to share more, Paul wrote that he desired to be with them because he was now in doubt of them, and he began to challenge those who returned to following the law rather than walking in God's grace. He continues his appeal with an example of Abraham, as he wrote in chapter 4 and verse 22 of the book of Galatians, where it says, "For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman." Paul refers to spiritual references for his persuasion. For it is written that Abraham had two sons. In Genesis chapter 16 and verses 3 and 4 we read, "And Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, after Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes." And in chapter 22 of the book of Genesis, in verse 2, we read, "For Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him." Paul referred to these two sons in this manner, "the one by a bondmaid," or, as it is in the original Greek, it reads, "the one by the bondmaid, and the other by a free woman." Or as in the original Greek, it reads, "the one by the free woman." By the terms Paul employs, we can easily pick up on the implications expressed. When we think of those in bonds, we think of limitations, restrictions, and regulated behavior. When we think of being free, we think of liberty, autonomy, license, and power of choice. The inference is that one side is binding and the other side is liberating. If we are picking up on Paul's example, we will note that he is relating the gospel of grace to being free and the following of the law as being binding. Paul once again desires that the church members in Galatia would choose the way of being free. The question becomes, if there is opportunity, which would we lean towards if we had a choice? Hopefully, by now, even we know enough to choose grace. Of course, there is much more for Paul to reveal to us in his example in the verses ahead, but suffice it for now to have us leaning toward the free side. And as we do, we will align ourselves with the abundance of the grace of God available to us through Jesus Christ. Next time, Paul will tell us more about the bondmaid and free woman, so read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name.